Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
The devil exists, people, and he is working overtime. I have had personal experiences with evil. First, when I was about to speak to 160 priests, I was being obsessed by thoughts of negativity. You're not holy enough. You're not good enough. Go back to the corporate world. Stop this Catholic thing. I could not stop the voices. I could not think of anything but those negative thoughts. I couldn't put a rational thought together, and I certainly couldn't put a 3-hour talk together. So when I called up my spiritual director to share with him what was happening, he said, "Oh yeah, for sure you're being attacked. Are you kidding me? Satan doesn't want you to go speak to 160 priests." So I mentioned that I had this book, Unbound, by Neil Lozano. And he said, "Oh my gosh, perfect. Read that. Go through the 5 keys. All right. I read it, went through the 5 keys, and then I was attacked again in the middle of the night for 3 nights in a row. And this was true oppression. I mean, I was being pushed physically by a spirit waking me up in the middle of the night 3 nights in a row. At the end of this book, when I was at the final stage of renouncing all of these spirits out of my life, I could feel a physical, spiritual, mental, it was insane release of these spirits, but not before I was gripped in my chest with this uncontrollable pain, as if these spirits were just holding on for dear life, saying, we are not going anywhere. And then they lifted up through my shoulders. I'm telling you, if I was looking in the mirror, I think my hair would have moved. It was extraordinary. I thought I was floating. This stuff is real. We are in a spiritual battle. And I know this. I even went through Unbound ministry training. So I'm certified for Unbound ministry. It's a 9-week course because it changed my life and I wanted to share it with as many people as I possibly could. Well, over the last, I guess, maybe week and a half, I myself have been going through some issues. I felt aimless, lethargic, lazy. I couldn't focus during prayer. I was falling asleep while I was watching Mass on my, computer screen. I was just kind of blah. I can't explain it, but I had no zeal, no joy for life. And the more I struggled with my prayer, the less I felt focused, the more I just was snippy and irritable and kind of frustrated. I got in a little tizzy with my husband. And finally, yesterday, my episode was, "Do You Love Me?" That was when God, I heard, put in my heart. I don't audibly hear him, but he put in my heart, "Do you love me?" And I was like, oh my gosh, what kind of a question is that? I felt like Peter, right? Of course I love you. I love you. I love you. And I had to sit and reflect for a moment. Why did I feel that question in my heart? And so I looked back. I reflected on my week, which I didn't do every single day like I normally do, because I was struggling with my prayer in the morning and I didn't fight through it. And I didn't use one of the weapons I know I have, which are deliverance prayers. I hadn't prayed deliverance prayers in a long time. And I feel that Satan is working overtime in this world right now, in this COVID-19 crisis that we're in, and just pulling people all away from God. I don't know what he may be doing to you. Maybe he's tempting you with some sins. Maybe you have more time on your hands and you're going to start watching porn because you're freaking out and you need some stress relief. Maybe you're having spiritual gluttony like me and struggling and being lazy and just wanting to nap or do anything but pray. Maybe you're drinking too much. I also had that issue over the weekend. I feel like this desire to be drinking more and eating more. You could be going through some gluttonous behavior on the food side of the house, just constantly grazing. Maybe your penance that you chose for Lent is gone right out the window, and it seems strange because why would that happen? Just because you're at home more with maybe your family is putting stress on you and you're starting to get irritated and agitated with people. This is how the devil works. He does not like the family. He hates marriage. He hates children. He hates family unity and love. Period. And he also hates us praying and building a relationship with God. That is what he hates the most. So anything to take us away from that. And let's not fall into his slimy, disgusting, seductive trap, because he's setting them everywhere for us. This is what it's all about, peeps. Our lives are spiritual battles, and we are in times that are going to be difficult, and we are going to have to go into the depths of our soul and rest in God and trust in God. And don't forget, Jesus Christ has the power over Satan. In his name, they have to go, all of the evil spirits. So if you're sitting at home and your family is arguing all the time, or you're in different rooms existing, watching different stuff, or you're succumbing to those temptations that you hadn't even thought of forever, and you don't have, for those Catholics that are listening, and I know there are many who are not, but we don't have the Eucharist right now. We don't have a lot of the sacraments that are here to strengthen us. And he is taking full advantage of that. So as I look back on my life, I realized, oh my gosh, I have not prayed my deliverance prayers. So yesterday, Monday, I started with the deliverance prayers. I'm going to I'll just recite one to you, and I'm going to suggest two readings for you. Number one, if you have not read Unbound by Neil Lozano, I suggest you do. It will free you, or at the very least, you will fully understand the bondage that you are in and the amount of forgiveness that you need to do and how much you can be free. And number two, there's another one that is Father Ripperger, R-I-P-P-E-R-G-E-R, and it's Deliverance Prayers for the Laity. And these you can use for yourself, for your spouse, and for your family, meaning your kids. Okay, that one's pretty intense. It's not a flowery book. It just gets smack dab to the heart of the matter. So I've actually combined some of the deliverance prayers from both of these books into one. And this is what I said yesterday morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Before I go on, let me explain why that's so important. I don't have any power over the evil spirits, but Jesus does. Every drop of his blood on the cross, his precious holy blood, wins against sin, and Satan. He is our power. He is our truth, our way, and our life. He is our salvation. So it's very important that you start off with in the name of Jesus Christ, because again, it's him who they have to obey. So you call on your faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind or I renounce the spirit of obsession, of weariness, of laziness, of harassment, of anger, of frustration, of lack of patience. There are so many things you can insert here that you are struggling with, of temptation, of lust, of spiritual gluttony, of physical gluttony. You can go through the vices. Throw in all of the things that you are struggling with. And I command you to go to the foot of the holy cross for Jesus to pour his precious blood on you and to receive your sentence. That's it. I'll start it over without going off on my tangent of evil that you can renounce. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind or renounce the spirit of, and I send you to the foot of the holy cross, where Jesus will pour his precious blood on you and for you to receive your sentence. Say it each time. I don't like to lump in all of the different evils in one sentence. I like to do it one at a time because I think there's more power in it. And then I can think the Holy Spirit can put in more that I haven't thought of as I'm going through this process. And then I begin with, I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. And then I go into my normal morning prayer. I'm telling you, I was at such peace. I could feel my body totally relax. And this is in addition to me lighting my candle, right? I have a blessed candle and I have exercised holy water, which I was using both of those already throughout the week and a half that I was going through this mess, this funk that I was in. And apparently I needed that third weapon, which I had not prayed in a long time, the deliverance prayers. Satan and his minions are out there trying to destroy families, trying to tear them apart, get them all upset and frustrated and annoyed with each other because they're stuck in a house. I'm telling you, my life hasn't changed much. I never went out that much otherwise, other than to go to Mass, which I desperately cannot wait to go and I miss so much. But other than, you know, running some errands, my husband and I weren't big out to dinner people. We're homebodies, so we stay home a lot anyway. But the fact that we're not to go out, right, unless it's a necessity, just makes you want to do it more. You know, like I was never a movie person and all of a sudden I kind of want to go watch a movie in a movie theater. I don't even know what movies are out there. And I think that's our mind that messes with us a bit, but so does Satan. Satan gets in. He doesn't have access to our thoughts, but he does have access to our memory and our emotion. So you may be struggling with a sin that you've left in the, you know, in the dust long, long time ago, and all of a sudden those feelings are coming back, those emotions around it are coming back, and now you're craving to do that sin again. And this is how he works. So when those come, when you are tempted, in that moment, renounce the spirit of lust, gluttony. I don't know, whatever, you know, it is a pornography. I mean, you could just call it out as what it is. And then I always add Mary and Saint Michael to the prayer. So I renounce in the name of Jesus Christ, the spirit of lust, the spirit of pornography. And with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Saint Michael, the Archangel, Saints Peter and Paul, and all the saints, I command you to go to the foot of the cross, where Jesus will pour his precious blood on you and for you to receive your sentence. Call that out and then say a Hail Mary. These are all the things that you should do before you decide to push that, you know, pornography button and push play, before you put that, you know, alcohol in your body, before you take that drug, before you scream at your spouse, before you, you know, go into like comatose state and watch hours upon hours of Netflix and just waste your time away watching even, you know, kind of semi-porn stuff that's on there. These are the prayers that come in handy, not just for you to pray in the morning, but that was my particular problem. I had spiritual gluttony. It was horrible. All right, everyone, we are in a spiritual battle. We need to fight with every weapon that we have. We need to call on Mary and Jesus and Saint Joseph every moment, our guardian angel to protect us, to guide us, to lead us, and for the Holy Spirit to stir us every moment so that we can be that love, we can be that joy, we can be that peace and that kindness. God is love, and love is patient and kind. Are you being patient and kind to those that you love? All right, everyone. Have a blessed and inspired day. I love you all.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.